People like Congressman Louie Villafuerte. Whose resolution has not even been filed. Tama po ba yan,
Congressman Villafuerte? I have the resolution, not for charter change per se, because I'm not proposing for any specific amendment or revision, but to convene a constituent assembly as the mechanism for accepting proposals later on, assuming that the constituent assembly will be convened.
Okay.
But what surprises me is I haven't filed it yet.
But it generates so much interest.
I don't know why.
You don't know why?
I want an explanation.
Maybe because you're president of the president's political party and hindi kaya ang tingin ng mga tao eh.
Marami pa, mga chairman of committee. I signed on the 10th page.
I signed.
I think you were the...
But why haven't you filed it, by the way, sir? I'm just curious. Why haven't you filed it?
Well, three things. Number one, I'm not supposed to be the one to file it. But if I were the one tasked to file it, I won't file it until I obtain 198.
And how many do you have so far?
Well, as of the last time I saw it, because I'm not the one circulating the...
We'll talk about the circulating in a while.
As of the last time I saw it, I think there was already something like, as of last week when I met with Teddy Casino, it was 167. I suppose it is now 170. But there are those who are indicating they might want to withdraw. There are those who are still expressing intent to sign. So the situation is very fluid. But there are other factors that I must consider. I don't think, even if you obtain the total number of votes required to constitute 3/4, that we should file it this year. I think let's finish this Christmas season.
You want to have a peaceful Christmas?
No, no, I want to join some of the rallies.
Or you can stay this time of year.
So you want to be invited to the rally on Friday, the anti-charter change rally?
I even want to meet with some of the bishops just to be able to explain and ask them, first of all, they are opposed to charter change. I says, what specific charter change are you opposed to? Because I'm not recommending any specific charter change here. I'm only providing the mode, the paraan.
But you want this to happen before 2010, right?
Well, it doesn't matter because the way this is phrased and worded, this will trigger a Supreme Court case. What I want to establish is to create a what they call justiciable controversy. That once it is approved and convened, that creates a constitutional issue on how to interpret the specific provision of the Constitution that pertains to the convening of the Constituent Assembly. As you very well know, it is susceptible to two interpretations. One is that we will obtain 3/4 of all the members of Congress by adding together the number of congressmen and senators and strike 3/4. The other interpretation is that it should be 3/4 of the Senate and of the House voting separately. That is the constitutional issue that I want to be triggered by this resolution that I drafted. So let's await the decision of the Supreme Court. After that, let's abide by whichever way the Supreme Court
will tell us. So you want to trigger this entire process?
Yes, because people are saying that they want a charter change after 2010. Okay, we can all agree to await post-2010, but we must solve this issue now.
Because still, the interpretation, which is why we were talking about, you know, why this generates so much interest, is because it's you, as president of the president's political party, and that ang tingin talaga is may bas-bas. There is a blessing from Malacanang.
That's the matter with you. Anyway,
you're the angel.
You know what? You know, there is an impression that whenever charter change is mentioned, that it is as if automatically there is a proposal or an underlying intent that the term of office of the president will be extended. That is why, as a precondition of my agreeing to draft a resolution, I already stipulated here that whoever are the signatories to this resolution is pledged and covenanted to the following. The term of office of the incumbent president and the vice president shall not be extended.
It's there.
The term of office of senators, congressmen, governors, mayors, and other elected officials whose term of office shall expire in 2010 shall not be extended. Number three is the term of office of the 12 senators who were elected in 2007 for a six-year term ending in 2013 shall not be shortened and they shall be allowed to finish their term. Number four, there shall be elections in 2010.
So you should file it now.
Therefore, it should erase any doubt as to what is the intent.
So, sabi lang, may sinabi po kayo. Aaron, sabi lang, I know you want to say something, but you said something while ago, you agreed to draft the resolution.
Yes.
Upon
request of Speaker Romualdez.
Naku, ayan na naman tayo. So, sinadya na yan.
You know, approached me 3 months ago, actually. I think you're familiar with this incident. Asking me to sign his proposed resolution amending the economic provisions of the Constitution. And I said, I do not want to sign that for two reasons. First, what is your mode? Anong paraan? Congress as a legislative body cannot consider constitutional amendments while acting as legislators. We must act in exercise of our constituent power, which is different from legislative power, to amend or... Now, sabi ko, and the second point is that the contents of your resolution is not even going to be attractive to the foreign investors that you seek to encourage to invest here. And that has also been to be modified. So that ended the conversation, but after several weeks, until about early part of this month, 3 weeks ago, sabi niya, okay, why don't you draft the mode?
Okay, so it was supposed to be the sister resolution.
Yes, there is no inconsistency. You know, once the mode is established, then he can present his resolution here.
Okay.
But of course, I think there has been a change of approach also. Two things later on, the speaker said, I'm also willing to adopt the constitutional convention rule. And then, only the other day, why don't we consider amendments to the ordinary legislation procedure? So that created actually a stir and a controversy as to where the speaker, I just refer to the speaker and not the family name anymore, for obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons,
you know, where does he stand?
Yeah. Okay.
And I do not want naman to prejudge exactly where he's going, because he said at one point, and I read it only in the newspapers, that he is now agreeable to adopt any mode, provided his objective of amending the economic provisions will be achieved.
Okay.
So I will await his arrival. He went to Las Vegas to see the fight of Campi member Manny Pacquiao.
Campi, Anyway, okay. Ibang episode yun. Alright, let's go for some calls, sir.